Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. New Pella Schools Superintendent Dr. Kyle Keppen joins us on today's program to discuss this week's Pella School Board meeting in part one of a two-part conversation.
Here, Dr. Kyle Keppen, the new superintendent at Pella Schools, following his first full board meeting here. It's a summer meeting, Kyle. And with the summer meetings, so much of it is just getting logistics in, whether it's hires, personnel, getting things set up for what's coming up here in about a month, our first day of school coming up before you know it. First of all, what's it like to get through this process of the summer, work through that, and get to especially some of the personnel things and some of the policy things that you do need to work on as you get ready for a new school year?
Yeah, so after my first few weeks in the district, I spent a lot of time just learning and getting to know people. And so a lot of my schedule is filled with meetings in the community and meetings with people here in the office, just connecting with folks and connecting the dots. So with the AEA, DMAC, Community College, just the different groups that are engaging around town. And there's just so many people that are connected and make it work here. For the first school board meeting, you know, a July meeting is just typical taking care of business things. And so we did go through our personnel items. The administrative team has been doing a great job of hiring. We're in really good shape. There's just a few last minute positions that are open and a few paraprofessional positions that are still out there. So if you are interested, feel free to connect with one of our building principals. And then we spent a lot of time reviewing policies. And so the policies centered around our 700 series, and then changes in the legislation priorities. And so there was a lot of rule changes that occurred, and we have to make sure that those are all updated now in our school board policies. A policy that the community is going to want to know about is the facility rentals. And so facility rentals will now go through a digital application on the Bound program. And so that's the program that we use for all of our schedules for activities. And so if you go online, you're going to be able to connect there and check out gym usage or just a different building that you can use. And there's some new rules and parameters that went along with those policies as well. The board also reviewed legislative priorities for this upcoming session. And the four areas that they chose were preschool, which really supports policy around providing the opportunity for all-day preschool for four-year-olds, five-year-olds, and continuation of our paid three-year-old program. Teacher professional development and retention, so investing in teachers, make sure that they have high quality exposure to professional development and mentoring programs. And also mental health and providing access for students for both in-person and telehealth options and just increased support for those therapeutic classrooms. That was a grant that Pella Schools just took on for the first year last time, and we're continuing the implementation of that program. And then special education, that really would cover the true cost of covering special education and making sure we provide all the services needed for that. We ended the meeting looking at our schoolhouse funds and bond review projects. And so there's been a lot of improvements that have occurred over the summer. And so Ryan DeShottis and his team have been doing a great job of tackling these projects. And so we centered around building infrastructure and safety improvements. And other buildings improvements really centered around Jefferson Elementary. All the windows are being replaced. There was roof work done at the high school and at Jefferson. And then activities on an annual basis, we resurface the floors. But at Madison Elementary, they're erasing the old logo and putting on the new logo. That's one of the last ones to get updated. And then there's some work being done at the softball and baseball fields with some new lighting that was a part of the package. You'll also notice that the playgrounds got a little improvement at Madison and Jefferson. So there's some new turf. And then there was asphalt resurfacing and some new rubber being replaced.
Yeah, great to have all those notes and projects. And I know that as students come in about a month's time, again, as we're recording this, we're about a month away from our first day of school returning. That will be exciting. We're here with Dr. Kyle Keppen. He is the new superintendent in the Pella Community School District, checking in after the second of two summer meetings. And now it's back to school time. We have the dead week coming up. I know our baseball and softball teams lost, so it really does feel like the year is over now. And we're kind of in that in-between phase. What does this look like, especially in your first year here, as we get to that transition and work towards the first day for new teachers on August 10th, and then of course 2 weeks later the first day for our students?
Yeah, so we still have a lot of planning putting in place, and the admin team's still working hard, and we come up with a big meeting right at the beginning of August where we're going to finalize some of our handbook policies that are updated through the legislative session, but also finalizing those fine details for our back-to-school in-service and making sure all the final preparations are done to welcome kids back on those back-to-school nights. During that time, we're also going to be collaborating with community members and making sure we build those connections for a positive school year.
Hear more from New Pella Schools Superintendent Dr. Kyle Keppen on Monday's edition of Let's Talk Pella. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.